1110 KVND Sports at 15 and 45 past each hour.
It is 5:15. Good morning to you. Here's Dave Jarvis.
Thank you, Frank. Well, Phoenix crushed Portland last night, 125-107. They pull into a tie with the Rockets for the final playoff spot in the Western Conference. Portland interim head coach Caleb Canales says it was a bad defensive effort on their part.
I just don't think we got consecutive stops tonight. I can't remember where we got 3-4 consecutive stops. They kept scoring and they shot, I think, a season high 60% from the field, and we can't allow that on our defense needs, and we'll continue to get better.
J.J. Hickson and Jamal Crawford each scored 22 in a losing effort. Portland is officially out of the playoff chase. Utah, Phoenix, and Denver would all have to lose every game remaining on their schedules, and Portland would have to go undefeated in order to even tie for the final playoff spot in the West, and they do not hold any tiebreakers. So they are officially into the lottery. Portland's next game is tomorrow. It's the last home game of the season as they host Utah. We'll have it for you right here on News Talk 1110 KBND. In the meantime, let's look at the rest of the winners yesterday in the NBA. Atlanta, Orlando, New Orleans, Indiana, Miami, Denver, Washington, Utah, San Antonio, and the Clippers all picked up wins. ESPN reports the coach's trophy presented to the Alabama football team for winning the national championship, the Crystal Football, shattered over the weekend. Handmade from Waterford crystal, sculpted in Ireland, it's worth $30,000. Seems that one of the fathers of one of the current players accidentally knocked it off its display pedestal, and boom, trophy all over the place. Peyton Manning took part in his first official workout with the Broncos yesterday. Manning said he was pleased with how the player-organized workout went. He did not, however, want to talk about his recovery from a series of neck surgeries, saying he's, quote, been there and done that. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.